For Lisa Steinbrook of Seattle, it seemed at first like food poisoning.
I was feeling fine, went to bed around 2 o'clock in the morning. I started feeling kind of nauseous and got up.
And all night long, she was racing to the bathroom.
Pretty much every hour or so. Pretty bad.
This was over Christmas. She thought, must be some sort of stomach flu. In truth, there are a lot of possible suspects, viruses that seem to prosper in wintertime. Jeff Duchin, chief of infectious diseases for Public Health Seattle and King County, says influenza is actually not present yet. What's more common right now is the norovirus. King County went from 2 sizable outbreaks in November to 14 in December, which is not unusual.
Norovirus is sometimes referred to as wintertime vomiting disease, and it spreads so readily in any place where people have close contact.
It mercilessly attacks your entire intestinal system. The symptoms last 2 or 3 days, but you stay contagious for another few days. And the norovirus is one that can live happily on tables, doorknobs, or any surface for a long time.
This is, you know, the way organisms move around from hand to hand, hand to object, object back to hand, touching things and then picking up food.
There's a different batch of viruses that also thrive in winter, infecting the sinuses and lungs. Those often spread through coughing. Nobody knows why viruses flare up in winter. Theories abound about cold temperatures or the fact that we're all congregating more indoors. In any case, hand washing is a great preventive, and flu season proper is now seeming likely for February. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.